Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Hey, Martin, how are you this morning? Or I should say this afternoon.
This afternoon, I am doing incredibly well. Incredibly well. The sun is shining. I actually live right by the sea, and I just got in from a bit of a walk with an ice cream.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, that's not too bad.
I don't think I can have ice cream for breakfast, so maybe later on.
So it is quarter past two in the afternoon where I am, by the way, for anyone that's listening. It's not ice cream breakfast o'clock, although in kind of lockdown situation, I think I could be forgiven an ice cream breakfast.
I would definitely forgive you. So to my listeners, this is a little bit different. This is going to be a quick episode. Today I have Martin Fretwell. He has an event coming up, and I think a lot of my listeners would want to hear about that event. So I don't want to steal any of your thunder, Martin. Why don't you tell listeners about your event?
No, I appreciate that. I really do, Chuck, especially considering, you know, I'm really not trying to shill it or, yes, promote it, but not sell it in a kind of sleazy way. So the first thing I do want to say
is that way of saying things. Right? I love that. We wouldn't say that in the States, but good. I love the English.
So the first thing I do want to say is this is a charity summit. It wasn't always a charity summit, but the kind of lockdown aspect inspired me to pivot towards a charity summit. Sure. Because so many people that I've been connected to have been doing so many things for kind of COVID-19 relief.
Sure.
And due to that inspiration, I wanted to follow suit. So very much appreciate you let me promote without shill.
Excellent. What is it called?
It is called the HR Voice Summit. And it's a virtual summit that was actually always intended to be virtual. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of in the preparation for the last 6 months. And the idea is it's designed to kind of represent this idea of the HR professional putting themselves first. So kind of filling their own cup, getting a seat at the table, finding their voice within an organization so that they can fill their own cup and lead from a position of kind of putting their oxygen mask on first, if you
understood.
Like.
What I know it's coming up. What is the actual date of it?
It is the 19th of May, or May 19th.
Sure.
Run through to the 21st.
Excellent.
But the content is actually available for longer than that. That's just kind of like the free to access, free sure. pass live portion.
Sure. How did you come, like, what's the backstory on this? How did you come up with this this event?
Well, so I've always kind of believed, and it's what inspired me to kind of get into HR events in the beginning. So I've been doing in-person events for the last 5 years, and I've always believed that HR as a function has the power to impact more people's lives sure. than any other function. In fact, I think like the HR mission, when you take away a lot of the kind of excess, it's ultimately to give employees a happier work environment. And I think that's an amazing mission. But
agreed.
In the time that I've been doing events, I've kind of discovered that HR practitioners don't tend to put themselves first. Like, it could be a very lonely place. You know, everybody knows who you are, but that certain kind of like that HR police idea means that you might not always be trusted.
Sure.
And I think the natural empathetic nature of a HR leader means that they don't often put themselves first. So I wanted to kind of create something that, instead of going into some of the cliche topics like the future of work, nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I wanted to do something different. So instead, tell the stories of amazing HR leaders who have put themselves first, what that's meant for them, and how they've been able to lead better as a result of doing that. And I'd like to give you one example, if I may.
Sure.
So one of my favorite stories is Nessa Johnson, who's the EVP of HR at Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of way it works is that at the end of 2017, she was 5'1" and nearly 300 pounds. Now, she's still 5'1". couldn't change that, but she's 120 pounds lighter.
Wow.
And it's she doesn't mind me saying that, fortunately. But I just think it's an amazing story because she started to put herself first. She took control of her own kind of health story. She set up networks and accountability partners. And she also talks about what that's meant for her daily energy levels and her confidence to be a better leader.
Sure. Great story.
It's a good one. It's a good one. It was, I feel very fortunate that I'm in part able to help her tell it.
Is she one of the presenters at the summit?
She is indeed. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
It'd be bad to tell a story of somebody that wasn't.
I never know. I learned not to assume things. So I assumed that the reason you brought up her as an example is that she's one of the speakers. I'm just confirming my assumptions. So
that yeah, she's one of many, and she's absolutely tremendous and such an inspiration. And I love the fact that she's willing to be so vulnerable in order to tell her story. And that vulnerability has allowed her to own her story, which has given her a voice.
Sure.
And that's ultimately kind of what the summit's all about.
Excellent. I wanted to ask you, how many other speakers do you have?
25 plus.
25 plus.
25 Excellent. 27 or 28.
Gotcha. It's going up by the minute.
It is. Okay. It is literally going up by the minute. Honestly, the whole kind of lockdown thing.
Right.
It didn't change the model or change the idea, but it did inspire me to kind of do a little bit more. So I brought on a couple of additional speakers to broaden the horizon. Like, for example, when I was doing the editing process, I've got one of the kind of subsections is on learning and development. And I kind of realized that I'd covered a lot in learning, but I hadn't covered how to create like a culture of learning and what growth mindset might mean in an organization. So I was frantically looking around for a learning and development speaker to cover that. Unfortunately, I found one. So
excellent. I'm glad you're adapting as things changed. I'm glad that we ran across each other and stuff. And I'm looking forward to the event as well. Can you tell folks how they can learn more and sign up?
Yes. So the event is called the HR Voice Summit. So the URL to sign up is hrvoicesummit.com. And I think I've given you a link to share with everybody.
Yep.
So in the notes, there is something there.
Yep. And when I publish this, it'll be down below in the episode notes that I'll put a link there so people don't have to remember the URL. But I'm looking forward to it. And you said, give me the date again.
It's the 19th to the 21st of May. And the way it works is, so there's a free to register pass.
Sure.
So, which means that you can, all of the kind of discussions, it's recorded interviews with some live panel discussions as well, and it's all free to digest during the dates and times of the summit. So for that 72 hours, you can watch as much or as little as people like. And then there's the option to buy the content, which means that you kind of keep it forever. There's downloadable MP3s, transcriptions, and a few other bonuses besides. And that's the bit that goes to charity. So all profits that come from those ticket sales go to the COVID-19 Response Fund, which is the collaborative fund between the United Nations Foundation, the World Health Organization, and the Swiss Philanthropy Foundation.
Excellent. Martin, thanks for joining me today, and best of luck with the summit.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.